KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Amazing, swinging, this is the latest dance that's going around. Listen to what we're putting down, it's the world.
I'm the queen of the world. Listen, people. you're crummy for true. Why are you acting like a bagaboo? When you were down, I helped you out. Now reach the top, you don't remember that. Why you're crummy for true. Why are you acting like a bagaboo? When you hear this beat, I know you'll move your feet. You'll begin to wonder, can you upset this beat? I'm the originator of the latest craze. I am the king of the reggae. I know my music's sweet. Don't you brag and don't you boast. We've come to those who rap the most. Why you crummy for true? Why are you acting like a bagaboo?
Here's more from the Maitre D's performing the album Macklemore Avenue in Studio A at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music, live on Bill Street Caravan. That was the Maitre D's performing the album Macklemore Avenue in Studio A at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music, live on Bill Street Caravan.
We'll be right back with more music.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Look us up and join in on the fun.
For more information, or if you want to get involved, go to our website at BeelStreetCaravan.com. Shoot us an email or sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
And you can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast. It's available through iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere podcasts can be found.
Speaking of podcasts, check out our newest production, the Blues Hall of Fame podcast, also available through iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's more music to come. You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Beale Street Caravan and many other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, this week on Beale Street Caravan, we have the Mater D's performing the album Macklemore Avenue in Studio A at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music.
You've heard the MDs on the program before. They performed in The Christmas Spirit, which was Booker T's holiday album. We've used performances from that for our holiday show for the past couple of years.
They're back with us now, and this time they're covering the Booker T and the MGs album Macklemore Avenue, which is Booker T paying tribute to the Beatles album Abbey Road. We're lucky enough to have drummer and band founder Graham Winchester in the studio with us today. Speaking from my own personal experience as a Memphis musician, There seems like there's a point in everyone's life where they say, let's start a Booker T and the MGs tribute band.
Yeah.
But it never happens. You guys are the first group I've ever seen actually do it. Tell me a little bit about that process. Tell me about the band, how y'all all got together.
It was about 2014 when we formed. Just had this great idea to tribute this music that was always something we were a fan of. But it's like, can we play this music? Can we redo MG's music?
Is that sacrilege? Is it
right? Like, is this too much? Are we in the right platform? And do we have the skills to do this? And I think getting the right people on board is so important. And I'll mention, you know, Joe Restivo, our guitar player. He's really been sort of such a great caretaker of this music and making sure it's right. And it's important to have somebody that has the playing experience with that kind of music. You know, he plays with Don Bryant and the Bo Keys. Just that kind of soul groove music. He's very educated and soulful in those arenas. So having him on board, it kind of confidence booster. But Landon Moore on bass and Pat Fusco on keys, it's kind of
an A-list band.
Well, I'm the one in the back holding on to the bumper for dear life.
It takes a lot of brass to do a Booker T tribute band in Memphis, Tennessee. Like, I got online and I looked around. We referenced this earlier in the program. Uh-huh. We looked around and there actually are a couple of Booker T tribute bands.
Right.
But they're like in, you know, New York, LA.
I think there's one in Austin.
Yeah. To do that in Memphis requires some guts.
There's people still alive that were playing on the Stax records. You never know when they might show up to your show. And, like, for instance, we were playing at Blue Monkey and Cardua Thomas was in the crowd.
What?
And she heard a lot of that music and sang on so much of that music. And so that's kind of, I think, where the gutsiness comes into play is, like, okay, any legendary old school Memphis musician could show up to our gig. Steve Cropper could essentially show up to our gig one day, and we have to be ready for that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't blow it. So
how fun is it?
It's extremely fun. Like, I've had a blast writing original music and performing original music my whole life, but this music is so special, and to learn their parts, from the bass lines to the drum beats to the guitar riffs to the organ work, it's like, it's nothing you would think up yourself, you know? It took a special group of four people to come up with some of those musical ideas. So to dig into that, it's almost empowering. You feel like you're kind of expanding your own music vocabulary, learning all these new ideas, but you're also paying tribute. Like, that's the whole point at the end of the day, is to pay tribute. So
don't go into, like, you know, like super technical musical terms, but what sort of things have you learned from it?
Al Jackson Jr., specifically the drummer for the MGs, was a master of pushing and pulling the beat. That's something I think, you know, makes not, that's not too technically nerdy. Even somebody who hasn't heard the terms push and pull the beat, just your casual listener out of the club, they can feel that. You know, there's a depth and a feel with the MGs that I've learned a lot from, and I haven't mastered it yet. It's a work in progress, you know. So
think about it. I mean, Al Jackson Jr. is usually on like any top five list of the greatest drummer of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you handle that?
I just try to breathe, you know. Like at the actual shows, literally just have to breathe and just remember, you know, to stay in the pocket, you know, kind of slink the groove.
Anytime you hear people describing Al Jackson Jr.'s playing, the term the pocket comes up.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So if you're listening to a song and you can hear cymbals splashing everywhere, big fills everywhere, it's kind of the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not how many notes you play on the drums. It's what you leave out, you know, and the way that you set up a song and play for the tune. I mean, they're dealing with instrumental songs in Booker T and the MGs. There's no vocalist to say, can you feel that? Come on, y'all, clap your hands. You know, even at their live shows, they had to make the music do that. They had to be dynamic.
Everything in the right place.
Everything in
the
right
time.
Place. Just a whole lot of feel. That's pocket drumming to me. And then there comes a point in every song he will hit a crash cymbal like one good time. So it's like, then, you know, he's been harnessing this energy. And then say like when the crazy organ solo starts, he'll just absolutely annihilate a cymbal. And then the whole song just kind of takes off. And the nature of that 60s music, there were so many fade outs. So
right.
a lot of songs would just fade out, and so it's common to see Booker T and the MGs open up the song and get to its peak, and then it fades out, and you're left wanting more. You know, it's a genius way to record.
This performance was captured at the Stax Museum on the cutting room floor of Studio A.
Yeah,
that's got to be surreal.
Yeah,
in a way, to be playing this music there, and like as
totally.
Again as a Memphis musician, like I hear about y'all doing these gigs, and I'm like, oh man, there's a little bit of jealousy. It's like,
right.
Man, Graham's like living the dream. You know, it's like
it's an extreme honor. I'll start by saying, just to be given that opportunity. Jeff Colath over at Stax has been very cool about.
He's awesome.
Each year we do the Christmas album, you know, the Macklemore Avenue. That was a sort of one out, not annual idea that we had to conquer this great piece of music that was, in fact, Booker T. Jones's masterclass material. I just found that out recently. So to be able to conquer a great piece of music and go play it in the space where it was recorded, it's definitely surreal. It's definitely an honor, and we're just very thankful that the city has seemed to kind of embrace what we're doing and give us some good opportunities, because like you said earlier, it's definitely the kind of thing where if you didn't do it right, it could just totally backfire and people could be like, ha, you know, look what they're trying to do, you know. And the fact that we've actually gotten into some spaces where the music was created and had some people like Carla come to gigs to soak it in, that's a big, big... It's not anything we take lightly, you know? It's very important to us, so...
We'll close out the interview with our standard Bill Street Caravan question. Graham Winchester, what does Memphis music mean to you, sir?
It means community to me. That's one of the things I think about first, is just this rich, diverse, I'll say melting pot, which was the last Booker T and the MGs record. We are truly a melting pot here in Memphis, and the music, I think it's important to everybody in the city, and it can even bring people together, you know? I heard a story about B.B. King doing a show halfway between a black part of town and a white part of town, and he purposely set up in the middle of nowhere in between the two because he knew people, white and black, would come to his show, and he literally brought people together. And that's kind of what Memphis music means to me, is Memphians coming together to have a good time and just to listen to and soak up music that's been a part of our city's fabric for decades. You know, it's just, it's really special.
Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Here's more from the Mater D's performing the album Macklemore Avenue in Studio A at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music, live on Bill Street Caravan.
Thank you. Thank you. Francis, Macklemore Avenue.
Thank you.
Landon Moore on the bass. Graham Winchester on the drums. Pat Fusco on the organ. And Joe Restivo.
Joe Restivo! Thank you so much. Would y'all like to hear one more song?
The Mater D's performing the album Macklemore Avenue in Studio A at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music, live on Bill Street Caravan.
Special thanks to our community partners at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music for letting us be part of such a great night of music.
To find out more about the band, well, that's going to be tough. You have to come to Memphis and just ask around.
But put your ear to the ground long enough in Memphis and you'll catch them. The band is Joe Restivo on guitar, and Joe's been on the program many times before with the City Champs, Don Bryant, John Namath, and the Bo Keys. The band also has Landon Moore playing bass, Graham Winchester behind the drums, and Pat Fusco in the Hammond B3.
Well done, gentlemen, and we hope to have you back soon. Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Bill Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You won't find programming like this anywhere else.
You can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Follow us there. We've always got special features and additional content that we think you'll enjoy.
Go to our website at BillStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
And you can always keep up with Bill Street Caravan via our podcast that's available anywhere podcasts can be found. We'll be back next week, so see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
And you've been listening to The Sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan. Hi everyone, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we've got the Mater D's doing Booker T and the MG's Macklemore Avenue from start to finish, live from Studio A at the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. That's all coming up.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.